Hi, this is George Culkin from The Times. I'm outside a very wintry Newcastle United training ground. Final audio boo of 2009 to pick over the bones of a pretty difficult year for North East football. I've assembled a very august panel here. I've got Simon Bird from The Mirror, Ian Merchant from the Daily Star, Scott Wilson from the Northern Echo, and Rob Stewart from the Daily Telegraph. I'd just like to start with Rob. What do you think was the worst moment of a pretty difficult year, Rob?
It's got to be the last game of last season when two clubs went down and there, but for the grace of God, would have gone Sunderland due to gutless performances from all three sets of players, from Middlesbrough, Newcastle and Sunderland.
Thanks, Rob. And over to Scott. I mean, what do you think was the most difficult moment of 2009?
Well, I think the most difficult moment to watch was the sight of Newcastle fans applauding Michael Owen from the field after the last home game of the season, which I just kind of made your stomach kind of turn, really, given how shocking he'd been for the rest of the season. So that was my kind of personal low point, sitting there watching that, knowing that he'd done absolutely nothing to try and keep them up.
And you, Ian?
High point of the season came very early in 2009, Blyth Spartans Cup run, putting on a really good show against Blackburn and the wonderful welcome that the club gave the press. But the low point, like as Rob said, was the fact that Sunderland's high point of the season was Newcastle and Middlesbrough going down and Sunderland celebrating the fact that they survived by the skin of their teeth and the ineptitude of others.
You, Simon?
Unfortunately, I have to agree with Ian Murta for a change. The low point was definitely standing, watching the final whistle go at the Stadium of Light. There was the fans, 48,000 fans, celebrating a 1-0 defeat to Chelsea. It meant that the defeat meant they stayed up, and it meant Newcastle went down. Gutted for Newcastle, delighted for Sunderland, but we wanted all the North East clubs to stay up, really.
I mean, if I could add my own personal note to that, of course, it was the passing of Sir Bobby Robson, which is a devastating moment for the whole region, but one which in a funny way did remind us what a great football loving region we're in, that we're all bound by football, and of course it's been good to see that, and certainly in the case of Newcastle and Sunderland, that things are hopefully looking up. So there's nothing else to say really apart from to wish you all a very happy new year.